Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. Hope you had a great weekend. We are with you until 10 a.m. today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. You know, Seth, it's funny.
What are you going to tell me?
Well,
what are you going to tell me about this Astros team?
Well, Sean? You know what? It's draft week, first of all. Like, that's good.
So you're going to draft baseball players this week? in the first round?
I feel like every athlete that pops up in anything right now, I'm like, can he play first base? Can he play? Could be a basketball player. Like, some NBA player did something this week, and I'm like, oh, can he play first base? Can anybody play first base?
They should have, when people come into when they're walking into Minute Maid Park, they should just see if they can do a split. And if you can do a split, then you can go play first base for the Astros.
Whatever, man.
Also, are you scared of shadows? Yeah. If you're scared of shadows, then you belong on the Astros now. But we'd prefer somebody who's not scared of shadows. Dude. Since apparently playing in the mid-afternoon is all it takes to just turn the Astros into an even worse bunch of fielders. Yeah. Even as they are middling at best in fielding this year, let's make them even worse because they're scared of shadows.
Yeah, it was a bad weekend, man. It was, I had a nice weekend. Like, personally, it was a nice weekend. I didn't do very much. It was great. But as far as being an Astros fan, it was more of the same. This is officially a really bad baseball team. It was good for 17 innings. Like, Verlander on Friday, that was pretty sweet. I felt like, all right, this is it, man. This is the shot in the arm they needed. Justin Verlander, 6 solid innings. You know, like, by Verlander standards, like a solid B+, A- outing, right? Like,
right.
Six innings, efficient, no walks. It was great.
He had to be extremely efficient because he's on a pitch count. They wanted to get him out of there in 85 or fewer pitches. And, that was about what you would reasonably hope for in his first game back. That was really good. Unfortunately, he was the 23rd or the 24th pitcher to pitch this year. He was the 23rd. That's right. 23 and me. Yeah,
don't worry.
With Verlandy.
They'll get to 24 soon enough, I'm sure.
Well, Spencer Arrighetti's coming back
up.
Thank God.
Yeah, no,
just in time.
I got that. Yeah, no, but hey, don't worry. It's April 22nd. They've used 23 pitchers. It's crazy. So it was good. For 17 innings, it was good. Hell, they were winning on Saturday going into the ninth inning, and then can't use Josh Hader because he needed, you know, like 25, 30 pitches to close out the game on Friday. So they brought in Ryan Presley, you know, who has not outwardly complained about losing his closer's job, but has performed like somebody who's disappointed he lost his closer's job. So he had a chance to get a save on Saturday, and to your point, he was not – Well, no, the Abreu pop-up was earlier in the game. What was it that? Oh, it was a catcher's interference from Yiner Diaz that got that inning started off. I knew it was something. I know something got it started off that wasn't Presley's fault. The rest of it was Presley's fault.
Not the complete rest of it. There was also Altuve trying to go home when the ball was about 3 feet away from.
I'm talking about the half inning that Presley was in the game.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that inning.
Where they gave up the two runs. Yeah, so that was right. But then Altuve tagging up on a pop up behind first base was intriguing on Saturday.
There's been something. This happened a couple times in less than a week now where somebody's been thrown out at home with like the ball in mid right field, like in the little nook.
Yeah.
If your ballpark's got a nook, we'll run on you, everybody. Yeah. Just put that ball right there where it's got free access from the first baseman or right fielder, anybody, to just make a quick little toss to home. Yeah. Just go for it.
Yep. So the Astros, and they lose again yesterday, 6-0, which isn't even a game worth talking about. They just didn't show up yesterday. And the really bad news, now Christian Javier is on the injured list. I don't know, man. Like, it's 23 games in. It's a long season. It's 162 games, blah, 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 blah. Like, this team, they feel a combination of DGAF and cursed. Like, they are – this is a rudderless ship. And I – you know, one of the big stories from Friday, Seth, was Verlander, you know, after he pitched after he pitched a nice performance on Friday, the stories were coming out about how he gave the team a talking to on Wednesday. You know, you got to pull your head out. And I said, well, this is good that somebody is taking the reins. Anybody takes the reins of this out of control, just caravan of horrificness they've got going on right now. The Verlander talking to lasted, the effect lasted 17 innings, it looks like.
You can't talk to these kids, Sean. These kids, they're not listening. They're on their – Verlander's trying to talk to them. They're probably, you know, texting. They're on their they're on their WhatsApp. You know all the things the kids do these days.
Yeah,
they're not – they were playing Candy Crush, Sean. Old man Verlander comes in. These guys got no time or use for him.
This is bad.
Astros right now are 14th in the league in errors allowed – or errors committed. They're just a sloppy mess of a baseball team.
Middle of the pack. Better than I thought.
The one excuse the excuse that I'd love to give them if there weren't so many other things going wrong is that the pitchers, as bad as they have been, they've created a boatload of soft contact, but it doesn't matter because the Astros are so hapless defensively, so out to lunch at various times. Sure, there's times where they've just been hit into gaps or what have you, but then there's other times where you can't figure out whether Dubon and Peña are going to collide into each other. Was it Jake Myers? It's so much. It's not fun to watch, man. This is not the baseball team that we've become.
Oh no, I know what you're talking. It was Chaz and Dubon. It was right around the same time that Abreu was dropping pop-ups, I think.
Yeah. That was there was also one between the center fielder and
the shortstop
and Peña.
Yeah. So they sit at 7-16. Like there was a video that surfaced this weekend of the Chicago White Sox completely botching a very basic Little League rundown, and I said that's the only team that sits between the Astros and the bottom of the American League right now is that team, the team that can't execute a simple rundown between first and second base. It's them at the bottom and then the Astros next, at least last I checked. Maybe some other team is plummeted in between them. I have no idea.
The first half of COVID, what was was it as haphazard a performance as this? As bad as they were in the first half?
I don't remember.
I don't remember being this frustrated.
They finished 29-31, if I'm mistaken. So it was probably never really good, you know.
Yeah.
It was, but I don't remember as much like complete Bush League stuff as what I've seen so far this year. You know, like just completely like this is just these. Forget about like, oh, they're making, but at least these guys are playing well, and this guy's making hard contact, and there are some guys, as you and I tried to be glass half full on Friday during a segment, like, okay, well, this guy's performing better. This is a bad baseball team. I don't care about the quality of the contact the Nationals were making yesterday to build their 5-0 lead. You got shut out. Like, this is a bad baseball team with a really horrific back end of the bullpen. As of Saturday, after Ryan Presley blew that 4-2 lead, as of Saturday, the number has increased since then because they didn't score yesterday. But as of Saturday, this is the stat that I saw, that the Astros had been outscored 35-5 from the seventh inning on this year. following that game on Saturday where they blew that
35 to 5.
And they played three extra inning games this year and have yet to push a run across. Keep in mind, they gift you a runner at second base in each of these games. So bad at doing the little things right now.
It would be easy to just, you know, brush that off as small sample size or something, except that the runners in scoring position stuff for everybody except Dubon continues to be
They're 1-8 last year in extra innings. Like, the sample size over 2 years is getting to be pretty big now in extra innings.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They've got a good chunk of dudes who with OPSs over 750.
Yeah.
You know, like they've got, offensively, they should be better. I mean, they've got this chasm of a 0-6-8 hitter, Jose Abreu, that now is just gotten so lost and bad in the field as well that it's just really, really painful to watch. I don't know if, man, like what percentage of, what's the way out of this, Sean? Can you tell me what the way out is, other than just a return to health by your pitchers, which you swapped a Javier for a Verlander this weekend, and that's about all the good news that you've got there.
Health for the pitchers. I mean, that's one of them. The back end of the bullpen has to start pitching the way you sign them up to pitch.
Yeah.
If Hader and Presley and Brian Abreu are going to have an ERA combined that's double digits, then it doesn't matter what the rest of these guys, if they're going to come in close games and give up 2 to 3 runs every time. Even Hader, when he's come in lately to get saves, still gives up a run. You know, he's still not good.
Oh, it'd be awesome if he'd come in and mowed a few dudes down
two days ago
so they could use him yesterday.
Right.
But no, then you got to get Presley. And then the other thing, too, and I think this is where a lot of us were guilty of overlooking this, is just the simple fact that, look, Hader was brought in for a reason to become the closer. Mm-hmm. It's because Presley took a step down last year at an age when some pitchers start to take a step down or backwards. And I don't know if this is the move that pushed him over the edge or if maybe that was just the smart and the wise thing that they did. But Hader so far has just not kept up his part of the bargain whatsoever.
No, and Presley looks lost. Almost, you made that signing, and it's like you sacrificed Presley in the process. Like, yeah, we signed Hader. Now, we might lose Presley here. Boy, he might get sideways a little bit. It's like, yeah, he did, and so is Hader, like they both are. So to answer your question, like there could be a magic elixir along many different areas. To your point, it's hard for the lineup to be hitting better over the course of 23 games. I would say the back end of the bullpen and this performance that they have offensively, Seth, needs to be more than just doing it in bunches. You know, like a lot of the reason why their stats are so good is they feast in certain games. You know, like they go out and they get 9 runs or 10 runs or 8 runs or whatever it is. They're not good this year in playing in close, I don't even say low scoring games, like playing in those, you know, 4-3, 5-4 type of games.
Call it what it is too. I mean, they're just idiots on the base path.
I mean,
the small ball and everything else that goes along with it. Almost got a Yordan bunt the other day. It's all a blur right now.
Yep.
That's just, they, like you said, they look like youth baseball team at times. Bad. It's really frustrating.
It's bad. All right. So so that's where we are. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy it is draft week. It is draft week, so let's circle over to that. Let's circle over to something a little bit happier. Is it official? Did CJ Stroud kill this? And we'll tell you what that is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.